Children, on Thursday, it's going to be June 19th. Do you know what we celebrate on June 19th? Yes? New Church Day? Yes? And you know what else we celebrate that goes with June 19th? Who, you know, the new church is meant to be the bride and wife of who? Yes? The Lord, that's right. And so on June 19th, we also celebrate the second coming of the Lord so that he could be the bridegroom and husband of the church. I'm going to read the last part of the book of Revelation, and in it the Lord talks about his coming. He says why he comes. What is the Lord going to bring with him to give to each of us? That's why he comes. He also calls himself a star. Listen to what kind of star. And at the very end of the reading, you can hear the Lord and the church being betrothed. That means when a man and wife promise each other to be married, they are betrothed. And you can hear the Lord saying, yes, I'm coming to you. And you can hear the church saying, yes, please come, Lord Jesus. When a man and a woman say yes to each other, then they can be married. So listen to this reading from the end of the book of Revelation, beginning with, why does the Lord come? What is he bringing with him? And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to each according as his work shall be. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Happy are they who do his commandments, that their power may be in the tree of life, and they may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and does a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. And he who desires, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone shall add to these things, God shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and out of the things written in this book. He who testifies these things says, yes, I am coming quickly. Amen. Yes, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now, do you remember what did the Lord say that he was going to bring with him? He said, behold, I am coming quickly, and my, what word did he use there? Is with me to give to each one. What is the Lord going to give to each one of us? Do you know what he said? That's a good guess. He wants to make us angels. He says, my reward. Is that what you were going to say?
Heaven.
That's right. That's what his reward is. It's heaven. The Lord wants to give each one of us heaven. And then it tells how we can receive his reward. It says, happy are they who keep his what? Commandments. That's right. That they may enter into the holy city, which is into the new church and into heaven, to the Lord's new church. And outside are the people who break his commandments, who don't keep them. They can't have. And what kind of a star did the Lord say he was? Do you remember? He said, I am the, yes? The morning star and also the bright star, right. And that's way the Lord's talking about his first coming and his second coming. And what was the star in the story of the Lord's first coming? Who saw a bright star that led them to the Lord? Yes, on Christmas, right. Who were those people? Yes? The wise men saw the bright star. And now the Lord's making his second coming. He's like the morning star because he's bringing a new day to the whole human race. Now, how does the Lord come to us? That's the question that we talk about next. When the Lord came the first time, he was born and he was laid in a... And his mother's name was?
Moses.
Not quite. Mary. And who came to see him when he was born? Yes? The shepherds. And then after them? The wise men. Now, here's the next question. How do you know that? How do you know that? Yes? From the Word. That's right. The Lord gave us this wonderful book. It has Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Revelation in it, and that's how we know. Now, suppose that you lived at the time when the Lord was born and grew up, and you got to see him as a man. What would you look for when you saw him? What do you think you'd look for? Would you want to see how tall he was or what clothes he was wearing? Well, maybe a little bit, but what would you really want to know? You'd want to look into his face, that's right, maybe especially his eyes, to see what kind of a man is he. And then after that, you'd want to see, well, what does he do? And you would watch while he healed so many people of their sicknesses and cast out evil spirits so they could be free. Maybe even you would be one of those peoples that he healed. And you would listen to his stories, his parables about what is the kingdom of heaven like. That's the way you would get to know him and what sort of a man he really is. Can we do that today? Can we find out what the Lord did and what he said?
Yes.
How do we? That's right, we can. How do we do that? Yes? We read the Word. So, for us today, we're living 2,000 years after the Lord was born into the world. The Lord's first coming to us is by means of his Word. We read the Word, and we can picture the Lord in our minds. We can see him. We can know what kind of a man he is. And now, the Lord is coming again, and he's making his second coming. When he came the first time, he said, "There are so many things that I want to tell you, but you can't bear them now. You're not grown up enough to understand what I want to tell you." But, he said, "The Spirit of truth is coming, and he will guide you into all truth. These things I spoke to you in parables, but the time is coming when I will no more speak to you in parables, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. I'm going to speak plainly to you." How did the Lord keep that promise? How does he speak plainly to us and show us the meaning of the parables that he told us at his first coming? Do you know? How does the Lord teach us plainly about what heaven is like, for example? Do you know? Let me show you. You know what this book is? This beautiful book that the Lord gave us. This is written in Latin, the way the Lord actually gave it to us. We can also read it in English. This says about heaven and its wonderful things and about the hells from things heard and seen. Do you know what we call this book? Yes? Heaven and Hell. And in this beautiful book, the Lord tells us what heaven is really like and why it's like that, so we can really understand it and picture it in our minds. And here's another beautiful book that the Lord gave us. This book is called Conjugal Love. Does anybody know what this book is about? Find you the... You know what? What's conjugal love? What is that about? Yes? Marriage, that's right. Here's the first page of the book, Conjugal Love. And it tells about what it's like for people when they first go to the spiritual world and they think they know what heaven is like. And they find out that actually they don't know, that really heaven is about being useful. That's what makes people happy. And the same thing's true of marriage. What makes marriage happy is being useful. The Lord clearly explains that to us in this wonderful book, something we would not know if he didn't tell us. We wouldn't know that. And here's one more book. this book is the last book that the Lord gave us. This book is called True Christian Religion. Have you heard of that book before? The Lord gave us these beautiful books so that we can get to know who He is and so that He can give us His, what did the Lord say? I'm coming quickly and my reward is with me. He wants to give us heaven. That's what the Lord came for, to lead us to heaven. So, the Lord's first coming to us is when we read His Word in the heavenly doctrine and in the New Testament and in the Old Testament. When we read His Word and we picture the Lord in our minds and we believe in Him and we say, I am going to keep His commandments so He can lead me to heaven. And then His second coming is when He does lead us into heaven and He gives us His reward. So you can also, all of us can keep His commandments. We can read about Him in His Word and the Lord will come to us and be with us and give us His reward. Amen.